Now, I won't say this for sure, but I believe I'm right. They just fixed a box, mm-hmm. a coffin. Mm-hmm. And I believe that now. Mm-hmm. How old is your daddy?
48 or 40.
Well, he might could remember them a calling them boxes of coffins. Now he might could remember that, but I think that's it. And they didn't have like we got now. I don't. Now, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't believe I'm mistaken, but now, I know most not knowing he is, he didn't. Might not have been in it that way, but I imagine he could figure that it would be something like that. And the way they took them to the cemetery when they died, now they didn't have funeral homes.
Yeah, but I think it is.
Oh, they carried them, they fixed that box. That's the best I can understand, you know, because they was getting better with it after whenever I was growing up. But and then they'd carry them and the other wagons and that would follow the head wagon. And that's where they'd carry the cemetery. They'd die at home and they'd be dead.
Well, I wouldn't call it flame.
See, and that's what they do. But now, see, now, of course, it's the casket and the vault and like that.
Sad.
And if people are at a funeral and they're dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
What if they just sort of lose control of themselves, you know?
Hysterical.
Is there any other expression you might have for that? Do you ever hear they're carrying on or taking on?
Yeah, carrying on. They carried on real bad or took on real bad or something like that.
Say, on an average sort of day, someone asks you how you're feeling, you say?
Very well.
Okay. And, you know, the place where your bones come together is called a...
joint.
Okay, and when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
arthritis and neuritis, rheumatism. Rheumatism, that's what.
That's the older term?
Yeah, that's the older saying is rheumatism.
What about a disease that I think especially children used to get that they sort of choke up?
Oh, diphtheria.
Okay. And something that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And if you have a pain down here, you say you've got
appendicitis, I guess.
Okay.
I said, I guess it's appendicitis.
Do you remember what old people used to call that? When they didn't know really what it was and people would die from it? Or is that
honey, I don't
too far
die, back? That's really too far back because I don't remember.
Say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up again, you'd say that you had to...
vomit.
Any other terms?
Well, I hate to say it, but they'd say puke.
Okay. Is that's a cruder
word? Yeah, that's a cruder word. Uh-huh. A nastier word.
Any other nice words?
Well, vomit can, is about it, honey, I guess.
And say someone vomited, you'd say he was sick?
On his stomach.
Okay. And, say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept going over to her house and everything, you say that he was...
going steady.
Any other expressions? Older expressions?
Well, the older expressions, I think they call it sparking and courting and things like that, I think.
Okay. And he would be called her...
oh, sweetheart.
Okay. Would they say that now?
Well, they say it sometimes, sweetheart and girlfriend. And, and I believe that's about what I would think about it.
She would be his...
sweetheart.
Okay, you'd use sweetheart for both.
I guess so.
Okay. And say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
kissing.
Okay. Any old-fashioned words for kissing? Do you think of her?
Let me see.